On the heels of the announcement that one of Phoenix's oldest restaurants, Singhai Chop Suey House, was closing, another longtime Phoenix restaurant is set to close its doors this week. Los Compadres has been serving home-style Mexican food from its location on 7th Avenue in the Melrose District of Phoenix for 60 years, but tomorrow will be the last day its doors will be open. The family's other location of Los Compadres on 19th Avenue in Northern will remain open, but the restaurant's departure from the Melrose District will be felt, especially considering one of the franchise's owners, David Valdivia, was instrumental in making that neighborhood what it is today. But the family's restaurant legacy in Arizona runs even farther back than that, to the 1930s, when Josefina Picazo opened several other restaurants in the Miami and Globe area before coming to Phoenix to open Los Compadres on 7th Ave in 1958. I went out to the restaurant recently to talk to the fourth-generation family operator, David's daughter, Monica Miranda.
So for Josephine, at a pretty young age, she had a lot of responsibility within her family and caring for people in her family. So fortunately, she had a skill that was valuable to the community and quickly learned how to feed a lot of people and to market herself and actually make income doing that. And there was a lot going on in the region on multiple levels. There was some immigration things happening. There was family that had moved in and out of the area. And Josephine just saw an opportunity to provide resources for her family members to get rooted with her in the same community.
And so in 58, right, they opened this location here in the Valley. So this is, I mean, when was she opening restaurants in Globe? This is so long ago now.
So 58 is actually 20 years after Josephine got her start.
So this is a really long-standing Arizona family business. So tell me a little bit about what that means to you and about what growing up in that world was like.
So I grew up in 80s Phoenix as a child of a restaurant owner that was definitely the highlight of the community. It was in both locations. And so like most of my cousins, we all grew up kind of in the back, so to speak, in a variety of ways. We all learned how to work at a young age. And I think it's just literally because, you know, you come to work and you want the candy from the machine, but you have to like go roll some silverware or tap tickets first before you can get that. So that's some, like some of our experiences.
Tell me about your dad and his role in all of this. He is the name associated with especially this location of the restaurant, right?
Yeah, so my father, he's a really charismatic person, and he cares a lot about a lot of people. He's always been a really good citizen for the neighborhoods that he's done business in, and one of those ways was working with Neighborhood Services, Lisa Hubbard-Huggins, and also Kimber Lanning earlier in their careers, and together they formed a business alliance here on 7th Avenue, the 7th Avenue Merchants Association. I remember as a near teen when my dad took over the position of president, and at home he was always like, I don't know why they would make me the president, I don't know, but he's so good at doing that, and he drew all the businesses together, he gave clear-cut direction of what needed to happen, and together they cleaned up the neighborhood and created a space that other businesses would want to be, and now today we're seeing even more improvements. You know, 14 years later, we're looking at a neighborhood that's now highly sought after and a good place to be for a new business.
I want to talk a little bit about the history of this neighborhood then. So this is the Melrose District, and your dad was, like you said, very involved in getting it going and turning it into what it is now. What was it like from your memory when you were, like you said, a kid here in Phoenix in the 80s?
Honestly, I think my perspective really was limited to inside these walls. So, I mean, it was great. It was always buzzing. There's always a lot of people that knew our family. I was constantly being introduced to people who knew me or, you know, knew my dad. So I think that, to me, it always felt like a safe space and a great space. But I think on the exterior, the business owners were seeing a lot of a transient population that was increasing. They were seeing, like, influx of outside investors and you know, a lot of the family business owners on this block, because it is uniquely deeply rooted with a lot of family business owners, you know, as their generations were turning, it was, you know, becoming really difficult to deal with the exterior issues of society that were starting to press down on the neighborhood.
So talk a little bit about what your dad did. You said he created the Merchants Association with Kimber Lanning and some of the other people in the neighborhood at the time. What did that do to this place and to this area?
I think once that started organizing, it really created a sense of revival and excitement because now there was new things going on and it was attaching us to the community in a new way. I remember the very first street fair, actually. My mom and I came, and it was really exciting. And if you could see the picture, that experience, where it's at now versus where it was, it's an amazing to see how much growth it's been. But it was the first time the 7th Avenue stretch had been closed down for public use, and we all really had a lot of space to mingle around and holler at each other from afar and connect. And I just remember that was like an exciting time because it was such a huge accomplishment for my dad and the rest of the team he was working with to establish those allowances. And I think, you know, ever since after that, was always an exciting event that we've looked forward to. So it was good.
So this is not the first old family-owned Phoenix restaurant to announce its closure in recent months. It's not the first locally owned business on this stretch of 7th Avenue on the curve here to close. Tell us a little bit about how you've seen it change around here.
So I think like the best thing is if that's happening and you're a patron, to go ahead and like patronize more if you want them to stay around. But also I think it's good for people to realize that like every neighborhood needs to have turnover at some point, and that's the path for growth. So we're in a huge city now, and I think that like as we see some things changing and maybe like the exteriors aren't what they used to be, it's a good signal that there's change coming and it's time for someone new to come along and establish what they're going to do going forward.
Right. There's a sort of bittersweet thing to development in general. And we're seeing this happen all over the valley, like these neighborhoods starting to change, turn over, grow, new people coming in, new money coming in. But what do you think this neighborhood is losing by losing places like this?
I think, you know, over time, there always needs to be a few anchors, at least, who do have a legacy. But I think, you know, Los Compadres in general is not closing. So even though this block is losing us, I mean, we're literally 10 minutes away at our other location. But, you know, your city has pride because of institutions, things that you can point to that are longstanding, and that's what helps you connect. And so, you know, I'm sure to an extent the neighborhood is definitely going to lose some sense of place. But we have some great newcomers on the block, and I'm confident that even more will come. You know, Phoenix is such a growing dining scene that it's really exciting to see who could come in next and, you know, continue to improve the neighborhood and take it the direction it's heading.
Monica Miranda, thank you so much.
Thank you.